Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shouted Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things KISS. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
This is This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod. I'm Paul Stevenson. Today is March the 28th, and we start on this day in 1978 when Alice Cooper appeared on The Muppet Show. He performed Welcome to My Nightmare and School's Out, and he offers to give the Muppets fame and fortune if they'll sign their souls over to him. Kermit is horrified, and Gonzo spends the rest of the episode looking for a pen. On this day in 1981, Blondie went to number one in America with Rapture. It becomes the first chart topper with a rap in it. On this day in 1992, INXS, Crowded House and other top Australian acts played a benefit concert at Centennial Park in Sydney. It was called the Concert for Life and was to help continue the research of Victor Chang, a leader in heart research who had been murdered the year before. On this day in 1984, Mick Fleetwood, despite being in the band with the biggest selling album in the world just a few years earlier, filed for bankruptcy. On this day in 1967, Van Morrison records what many see as his crowning glory, Brown Eyed Girl. And on this day in 1964, Radio Caroline, the UK's first all-day English language pirate radio station, began broadcasting from a ferry in the North Sea. But for today's main show, we're going to focus on a song that was riding high in the UK on this day in 1970. Yes, on this day in 1970, Canned Heat was sitting at number 3 on the UK singles chart, with their hit, Let's Work Together. It's the group's highest charting single here in the UK, and was a big hit across Europe, although it only reached number 26 in the US though. Now, I spoke with Canned Heat legend Fito Della Parra on episode 77 of Vintage Rock Pod. We spoke about Woodstock, their jail time, the mob, the other big hits like Going Up the Country and On the Road Again. It really was a fantastic interview. Anyway, I asked him a question that I ask everybody. What's his favourite song from his own back catalogue? And it was this one, Let's Work Together. And here he is explaining why. And the last question is a question I ask everybody. I put you on the spot and I ask you, what is your favourite song from your own band? So there you go. What is your favourite Canned Heat song?
That's very hard for me to answer because there are times where I have one favourite and then times where I have another favourite. Okay? So one of my favourites, and we didn't talk about it too much, it would be Let's Work Together.
Of course.
Okay. Yep. Let's Work Together was a big hit in England.
Yes, very big. Yeah.
Bigger than it was in the US. And it was a big hit in Europe and in Australia. They still use that song for commercials, for banking.
Yep.
The Parliament in Australia uses that song. Let's Work Together for Parliament. It's great. So it is one of my favorites because of how it developed. How Bob Hyde came, you know, played that song for us in one of his record playing sessions, which he did all the time in his life, in his house. That was his life, you know, when he was not performing, he was playing records for people. So he plays that record for us for from Wilbur Harrison, the original. And he tells us, you know, this is a great song, but we have to wait and see if it becomes a hit by the original. It didn't do anything. Yep. 6 months went by, and then we decided to record it ourselves. And the way we recorded, we went to the studio. I don't even think we rehearsed it that much, and we did it on the first or second take. And it was like done all live. And then the sound of the record, if you hear it, it's really well done. It's really a fantastic sound. If you play that song and you crank it up, it's amazing that it was done probably with two or three microphones all live.
That's
and
incredible.
That's the way it came out. That makes it one of my most favorite songs because of how natural it came in and the sound that it has. Yeah, it was also Bob Hyde's big hit record too.
Yeah.
Alan Wilson is the one that sings the other two.
Yes.
So it gave me pleasure to have Bob, the big fat guy, have his hit record too.
Fantastic. And I'll be back tomorrow with more on this day rock goodness. So until then, take care.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.